And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is the Northfield's Public Librarian, Natalie Draper, the Director of Northfield's Library Services. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. You brought visual aids again.
As always. Continuing my unplugged tradition.
What is that that you brought? It looks like it's a small box, and it looks like an antique.
It is a bit of an antique, I suppose. This was probably early 60s, bit of library tech. I brought it to as part of our exciting announcement to demonstrate how fines were calculated at one point. This is a fine computer. Not a very fine computer.
Wow. That it looks, yep. It's about the size of, I don't know what you would call it, kind of like a small cribbage board.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. It looks like a game. Wouldn't have been a very fun game. But you put the little tiles in here, and it's sort of the days of the month. So you have to change it for every month, that, you know, it's a different number of days. And then you calculate back the fines.
Wow.
So for the folks at home, you'll be able to come and visit this really cool piece of vintage library technology at our coffee and conversation this morning in the atrium from 9 to 11.
Oh,
see what
be sure
we're
to
talking
you'll
about
have
here.
To come in just to check that out. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at that and thinking, man, they've got fines that go all the way up to a couple of dollars.
And
back in the day, that would have been a pretty hefty fine. You could get a book for that much.
Yeah, this is from a library that was built in 64, and it was marked that they're Ginter Park. This is my old library in Richmond.
All right. Love it.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring us to the big news. Rich was teasing earlier on this morning about some news that you had, and we had to zip him up there so he wouldn't spoil the moment, but you do have some big announcements to make.
Yeah, you don't have like a breaking news alarm or anything that you need to sound? No, okay.
So, I don't.
Breaking news. The Northfield Public Library is now 100% fine-free. All Northfield Library-owned materials will no longer accrue overdue fines.
Wow.
Right?
That is some big news. What brought that about?
Well, I think it's something that they've been talking about here for a while. It was definitely on my mind when I started a year ago. It takes a little while to get these things going, but it was part of our budget that was approved. And the Library Board voted in September of last year to go fine-free, and then it was part of a budget, so that was approved in December, and then the fee resolution was on the consent agenda last month, and that was the last thing to go. So we finally got it.
We got rid of the fines.
Time,
all right. How much revenue did you get? Was it a significant amount?
No.
Okay.
No, and it's been declining steadily for a long time, decades. So it's not a dependable source of revenue anyway, and it's not actually revenue. When you look at it, fines are very expensive for us to chase down. They're expensive for us to deal with, to handle. It takes staff time, which costs money. It costs us in materials loss, because sometimes this happens a lot more than you would think. People think they have a fine, and or they know they have overdue books, and so they just don't bring them back sometimes. So the materials cost us a lot more than the little fine. Like, so we're happy to kind of deal with that, but that there is a lot of data that shows that libraries that have gone fine-free have seen a lot more of their materials come back, those long-overdue materials. So they've actually gotten a lot more money in those terms than they ever would have collected through the fines.
It makes perfect sense. Plus, you come off as a, you know, kinder, more gentle library.
We want people to use the library. We don't want your money. We just want you to use the library. We're free, you know.
All right. Well, the big news, and that's certainly welcome news. I think it's a great thing. Right. Thank you for doing that. Let's move on. What else do you have going on?
We've got a bunch of stuff here this month. Well, like I mentioned, we have coffee in the lobby this morning from 9 to 11, and that is something new that we're starting. Part of our strategic planning process involved a survey and some community conversations. And one thing we asked people was, how could the library be more inviting or welcoming, comfortable to people? We asked, what would the library of your dreams offer? What's one thing the library could do to better meet the needs of the community? And a lot of people like coffee for a lot of this. And I get it. I mean, I have my coffee here. I love coffee. And so I'm like, well, how can we meet the needs? What does coffee really mean? Once a month, we have coffee and conversation in the lobby. Of course, you're always welcome to bring in your coffee with a lid with you at any time. But I kind of feel like coffee is more than just coffee. Like, it's that people looking for that comfortable third space where you can kind of spend the day like you can at a coffee shop. You can meet friends there. You can meet coworkers there, have a meeting. You can sit and do your work. Just sit, enjoy a cup of coffee, do nothing. But with the library, there's no expectation of spending money.
Yeah, it's nice. You can have some nice coffee and conversation. Mm-hmm. Do you bring your own coffee or do you supply the coffee?
On the first Fridays, we supply it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on us for a couple hours. It's good coffee, too. It's from one of our local places.
All right. And that's coming up in about an hour and
shortly.
A half.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see you there. And you can come visit the fine computer and play with it. See if you can figure it out, because I can't. I'm afraid I couldn't be a librarian in the 60s.
Like
I don't know how it works.
More trouble than it's worth,
exactly.
No doubt.
That is it, in a nutshell. We also have a really exciting program. It's actually two programs. It's the same program twice, so there's two opportunities to enjoy this. It's a talk by Bill McGrath, many of you may know, regarding James McGrath, who was his grandfather, the last lumber baron of Stillwater.
Fascinating story.
It really is. He liked his description. So you'd think that with the fortune Gramps accumulated, I'd be hanging out with Bezos and Musk. Find out what actually happened to those white pine dollars. Be prepared for tales from the Snake River and what it was like to grow up in that Stillwater mansion. Remember to ask about the false teeth. Four bad fires. Broken compass. Courtroom accusations. Who was Emma? How did one feed 1,200 lumberjacks in January? Why no talking in dining halls? Did my grandfather get lost in the woods? Did he make money off stolen land? Did he drink, smoke? Find out all of these answers and more on Wednesday, February 16th at 6 and 2 o'clock on Saturday, February 19th.
All right. That sounds like fun. We're going to have a Bill in here on the KYMN Morning Show to kind of help promote it and not give away the whole story. So
okay.
I'm sure, I have no time. I don't have enough time to get all those questions in. So be sure to check it out. But that sounds fascinating. We welcome Bill in next week.
Awesome.
All right. What else do you have?
We have our February concert series coming up. The first one is on the 11th, so these are Fridays in February. February 11th, Tractor Head. And that's Tractor Head with an umlaut, so you know. Oh, I'm sorry. Tractor Head with an umlaut, so you know that's a good thing.
With an umlaut.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of music does Tractor Head play?
Dobro, banjo, guitar, and voice, bluegrass, country, western, folk songs.
Sounds like fun.
That sounds awesome. And then Big Tuna is coming up after that on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these are at noon.
All right.
In the atrium.
And the atrium? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to check that out. It's a good diversion for the noontime hour. Get out of the office, get out of work, and stop on by.
Yeah, take your lunch break and come hear some great music.
Natalie Draper is with us, once again, director of the Northfield Public Library. We're talking about things going on in the month of February. Mm-hmm. What else do you have?
So we have, drop-in tutoring is back.
Mm-hmm.
So homework help after school from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Students K through 12 can be tutored by Carleton students in the library. Just please wear a mask when you come in. And that was kind of a little on and off just because of the status of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back on at the moment. So,
oh, good.
Yep. Families are welcome. Bring the kids. So that's K through 12.
All right.
Every day after
Anyone
school.
Who has homework.
Mm-hmm. If you have homework.
Sounds good.
Yep. And we have one more concert that I'm going to kind of tease. It's in March, but it's the first week of March, so it's before I come back here.
Okay.
And this is pretty exciting. This activity was made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a Minnesota State Arts Board Operating Support Grant, thanks to legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Diali Kasoho statically explores the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mandé culture. Soho comes from a long line of prominent griots who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's genealogies and important ceremonial affairs through song. Kasoho effortlessly integrates the traditional sounds of the kora with a modern rush of electric guitar. It's really great.
Hmm.
Yes.
Sounds fascinating. I'm trying to envision it.
It's wonderful.
I can't seem to get a mental picture of that, though.
Yeah, Senegalese guitar. So this will be really neat. That is 6:30 on March 3rd. So mark your calendar for that one. That'll be in the atrium as well.
All right. lot of things going on, right. And I'm sure it doesn't stop there. You've got everything going on every day.
Yes.
And books.
And books, yeah. I would like one last second plug for a book that I would love for everybody to read and join in the conversation with us about. Palaces for the People, How Social Infrastructure Can Help Fight Inequality, Polarization, and the Decline of Civic Life by Eric Kleinenberg. This is something the board is going to be reading together and discussing throughout our meetings this year. And I thought it would be really neat if I invited the community to participate in that discussion, too, at least by reading the book and letting me know what you think. It's libraries factor in heavily in this, but it's not the sole focus. He talks about public housing. He talks about parks and community centers, recreation facilities, and libraries. But it feels like a good time to talk about fighting inequality, polarization, and decline of civic life, because that is something else that people were very concerned about in our survey.
All right. And that's Palaces for the People?
Palaces for the People.
Palaces for the People. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Natalie, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Always a pleasure. And we will talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Jeff.
Natalie Draper, director of the Northfield Public Library. We've got Rich back in just a moment or so. Tim, news at a side of sports. MNN is coming up.